The building of the Berlin Wall in August 1961 effectively closed off the western enclave of West Berlin. Russian and American tanks met at Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin, standing once more on the brink of World War III. But yet again, the Americans and the Soviets resisted, thank God, the urge to engage. On January 1, 1959, the rebel forces of Fidel Castro brought down the Cuban government. At first, Castro claimed to be neither communist nor capitalist, but the Soviets soon brought Fidel on board with the bags full of rubles they reserved for such situations. On April 17, 1961, Cuban exile forces, acting in the direction of the United States government, landed at the Bay of Pigs, hoping to bring down the Fidel Castro regime. The initial plans for this invasion assumed that the Cuban masses just yearned to rise up against hated communist oppression. In fact, the Cuban regime, which had preceded Fidel Castro, was so horrible that Castro was still looking pretty good.